Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Anna Weber is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Anna is a new friend. She's the author of a number of books, including The Money Flow, How to Make Money Your Friends and Ally, How to Make Money Your Friend and Ally. Also, her new book is called 360 Degrees of Success, 360 Degrees of Success, Money, Relationships, Energy, Time. She is an entrepreneur. She's a successful business owner. She is teaching people like you and me how to do a better job of running our businesses, and we're glad she's here to share some of her ideas with us. Anna Weber, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Anna. I would like for you to take a minute or so and just talk to the audience a little bit about your origins. Folks, Anna was born in a communist country in Romania. She immigrated later to Israel, and just talk to us a little bit about, Anna, about the early life that you had and how you got to America.
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you. Well, first of all, coming to the United States, it was a dream of ours. Oh, my gosh. It was a big dream, coming to this amazing land of opportunities, a huge country, feeling the freedom and feeling basically...
How old were you when you came to America? You came from,
well, I came from Israel, right?
I was
23 when I came here. And at that time, I was supporting a family of four. I had a little baby and my mother and my husband. So it was the four of us. Now, keep in mind that nobody spoke English besides myself. Here we arrived to New York, and it's like, oh, my gosh, this intimidation. I mean, these huge skyscrapers, and you feel so overwhelmed in such a passionate way, but you feel scared at the same time because it says, you know how the song says, if you make it there, you make it anywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, my God, it's up to me. I what am I going to do, you know, with the rest of my life? Because, again, it was a huge transition. At 22 years old, I had a paid-off condo. I didn't have a mortgage. I owned a car.
Wow.
I had a paid-off condo because I was working so diligently and really knowing how to build this relationship.
So you came here as an immigrant and immediately took advantage of the ability to be whoever you want to be in America, and you didn't act like a victim. You didn't say, woe is me, I was almost an orphan because for years before this you were split up from your mother and your father, and I mean you basically lived as an orphan for most of your life till you reconnected with your mother. And but so when you got to the United States, you said, this is a land of opportunity. Nobody's going to make me a victim. I'm going to make it here.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said. I said, I'm going to make it here. I'm going to turn every challenge and obstacle into an opportunity because I'm given this amazing chance.
And you didn't ask for anything except for the ability to work and to benefit from the fruits of your work.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, at that time, we didn't have, you know, the resumes online, so I circled a few ads in the newspaper. I'll never forget it. I went to my first job interview, and they hired me on the spot. And I was ready to cry. And the gentleman, Mr. Nash, looked at me and he said, well, those tears of joy. I said, yes, thank you so much for giving me this chance. I will never forget this. And, of course, I went home with the subway, and I was there the next morning at 8:30.
Wow.
And I said, oh, my God, I got the word. And it was so beautiful because I worked with people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was an export company to Brazil, steel tools, and I met people from Argentina and from Chile and from Venezuela and from China and Japan and Germany. And it was just, you know, I felt like the whole world was opening up. It's like, you know, you have this huge cloud spreading away and everybody's afraid.
Well, that's the way entrepreneurs feel in America, whether they're from somewhere else or from here. But I wanted you to tell that story because I wanted Americans to hear how excited other people are when they come to America and experience things that sometimes we might allow ourselves to take for granted. Anna, you started your own business, right?
Yes, I started my own business. And you know where it starts from? I'll tell you, there's one word, entitlement.
Yeah.
We never felt, and again, I can't speak for every immigrant or every person that enters the soil of the United States, but I can tell you there was no entitlement. I felt whatever I earned, it was earned gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
The fruits were blossoming. And not only that I earned it, I enjoyed the process. I enjoyed the learning. I felt like it was like fresh air, like, you know, like you're breathing in that
well, air. But also, you knew that if it was going to happen, you had to work. You worked hard. You did without. You sacrificed to have something.
Absolutely. And you know what? Every time that there were sacrifices, I always felt, even today, many years later, that the rewards exceeded the sacrifices. And every sacrifice and every inch of devotion and of passion and of giving, like I tell people, you can give in, you can give up, or you can give more. And I always chose to give more, you know?
I like that. You started your business, and tell us the business you were in, and how did you grow it? How fast did it grow?
Well, I have to tell you, I have actually, starting as from New York and then moving to California, I was an assistant controller and then controller and CFO for various organizations, and I built organizations from the ground up. One company I helped build from 250,000 volume to 62 million, opening 80 jobs, 80 new, you know, jobs and opportunities. So I worked anywhere from building restaurants, importing marble from various manufacturing companies,
right,
to Porsche race car division. I was one of the executives for Porsche. I was driving a $150,000 car. So I've done the various organizations. I've done so much work and contribution. And this is when I found out that all these organizations and the people had one big thing in common. Everybody wants to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to be happy. But without having the substance, that's the connecting bridge between successful and happy, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the way to connect those two is hard work and perseverance, sticking to it. Which is what you did.
Absolutely.
When we come back, I want to get you to talk to my small business owners who are listening right now. Talk to these folks about some of the things you think they need to be thinking about to make 2015 a great year. Ladies and gentlemen, Anna Weber and I will be right back. Don't forget, a new book is called 360 Degrees of Success. A-N-A, Anna, W-E-B-E-R is how you spell her name. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.